epic intro.
We gave you an epic intro.
Ooh.
Here's your headphones.
Oh. Just thought we'd play a little bit of music from each of the albums. 20 years that you've been together now, and today marks a special day.
John and Carl, second studio album, taking a good couple of years to get here. Yeah, you're just nodding. He's stoked.
I'm just really embarrassed about the fact that I didn't know that I should have put my headphones on if I could hear stuff.
20 years in a studio.
Yeah. That's how you hear stuff.
Yeah. Must be good to have the album out today. I know you guys were just saying before that you got a busy day right up until like 8:30 talking about it. But I guess, you know, when it takes 2 years to make, you got to expect days like this. Is it good to finally have it out?
Oh, it's awesome, man. I've had it on my cranking on my iPod for about 3 months.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, when did you finally finish it? When was it finally mixed down?
October, November last year, I think.
So you bastards have been holding on to it all
the
time.
Yeah, it's been sitting there ready, waiting.
Yeah.
You had a new producer as well, with a new person for this album. How was that?
We sort of produced it ourselves.
Yeah.
With the help of this guy, Matt Lovell.
The mixing, sorry.
We got it mixed in London by a guy called Alan Mulder.
Yeah.
Who in the 90s, he did Ride, My Bloody Valentine, Nine Inch Nails, Smashing Pumpkins, and, yeah, more recently, sort of Killers and stuff like that. And we've always been massive fans of his work.
Yeah.
Know? And so we recorded all our stuff out, you know, ourselves in the studio in Brunswick in Melbourne, and then we could spend all the money at the end by and get who we wanted to mix it. Yeah, pretty much.
It's a question for Carl, I think, and if you have just joined us as well, we have Carl and John from She Hard in the studio. Carl, do you think, it's something that I've just sort of realised maybe in the last few weeks, does John Toogood's hair have anything to do with the sounds of a She Hard album? Because if you go back early,
I thought you were going to say, does he look like John Cusack?
Because, you know, if you look at, like, if you take it right back, Killjoy is quite a loud, darker album. John's got long hair, and then he cut it off for the Fishy album. Then it started to grow back slightly, and there's a bit of everything on the General Electric.
No, my hair was so short on the General Electric.
That's true, actually.
My hair.
And there are more melodic songs on that album. You know, there's a few with Pacifier in there.
It's true.
Then Pacifier, you got short hair, Love is New, Hate, you grew it back, it's cut now.
Yeah. Well, what's the album going to sound like when he goes bald?
There'll be nothing there. Back in with John and Carl Wilson. Of course, the new album in stores today, Beautiful Machine. Go out and buy it. It'll be the best album you buy all year, man. It's 8:09. Here they are, Home Again. You're on The Rock.
I can see the sound.
You're on the rock. She Had Home Again, 12 past 8. Of course, the new album in stores today, Beautiful Machine. And in the studio, we're lucky enough to be joined by John and Carl from She Had. Welcome along, boys.
Hey, hey. There you go. Now, the brand new album, Beautiful Machine, out today. And I had the pleasure of interviewing you guys a while ago when it was the Southern Amp. And John, you were saying that, because, you know, obviously your daughter, talking about your daughter, and you said that she had once described She Had as sort of like Linkin Park, but not as good.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. We wanted it on a sticker on our last album. Yeah, on the front.
Has her viewpoint changed with the Beautiful Machine coming out?
Oh, no, she's... Linkin Park is off the iPod, dude. She's into LCD Sound System and the Pixies and Sonic Youth now, so...
Yeah, a little bit of time left for that. You're going to be all be living in the same city now, finally,
I've moved over sort of semi... Permanently, yeah.
And you guys have come back today, obviously, for the release of the new album and building towards, I guess, this weekend, which is going to be huge, the Vodafone Home Grand, which is coming.
Totally sold out?
Yeah. I only found that out when people start calling me about 2 weeks ago saying, hey, bro, can you get us a couple of tickets? And that was like, is it sold out? Yep. So it's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. 15,000 people crammed into the waterfront.
Pretty much,
magic.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Are there many people of your groups of friends, Carl and John, that are scabs? That text you through?
Doesn't everyone know a scab? Or at least a group of scabs?
Yeah. The guy who always wants the bite of your pie. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
So that was me.
Have you had to sort out many tickets for friends and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, there's lots of family there, you know, it's hometown and stuff.
Yeah, must always be. Is there something a little bit extra special about playing back in your hometown, Wellington?
Oh, always, because mum's watching.
Yeah, so you want to be good.
It's kind of like being back at school again when you're doing tests and you feel really bad if you don't play very well kind of thing. So
does everyone's mum come and rock out at your gigs?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome.
Our parents have always been incredibly supportive, you know. So
that's great.
That's been really good.
It's one thing I always wanted to know that I haven't asked you. Before She Had, you know, it's 20 years now, which is
phenomenal.
A huge effort. Did you guys ever play in any bands? I got this text through. Were you ever in any bands before She Had?
No. This is the one and only band I've ever been in. I met Tom. He found out that I played guitar. We were at school, and he said I played drums, so
let's
do you
make
want to play?
A band.
And that was it. It's the only drummer I've ever played with, basically, apart from jamming with other...
Weren't you guys called Exit at the beginning?
Exit, yeah, that lasted for about a week.
I was in a couple of bands at high school kind of vibe before I joined She Had.
Now, Carl, has any of those guys from those bands ever come to you in this last 20 years and gone, shit house, I really should have stayed with Carl in that band with the success, you know, that She Had have had?
I think... some of them hate me. and the others are still my friends, so I don't know.
That hate you when they're not talking to you. Behind your back.
Now, the latest release off your new album, Vampires. Mm-hmm. Now, you've brought in a special treat for the rock listeners this morning.
Yeah, this is an acoustic version we did sort of earlier, and here it is.
Vampires, She Had Acoustic, 16 past 8, you're on the rock.
Beautiful Machine out today.
All the empires left to sing about, you're on your way now. There can be no doubt with the vampires and nobodies. You wander around, don't know who you are. On the crown, on a shining star, spinning all around. Crap! like everyone you know, all the vampires, please leave. Cover your eyes, try to block it out, all your insides wanna scream and shout. We're leaving something they can talk about when it's
awesome. It's 20 past 8. It's an acoustic version of Shehead's Vampires in the studio, of course, today. John and Cal from Shehead, welcome along, guys.
Hey, hello.
And we're going to be back with these guys shortly, and they're going to give us a darn fine reason.
Just want to ask a quick question before we come back. Had a text come in, you know, because lots of people want to ask lots of questions. One text here from Craig saying, do you guys still get heaps of groupies?
Yeah, right.
We don't ever put ourselves in that situation. We're all, like, got long-term partners and stuff, you know.
So no?
So that's a big...
You look like you're dodging the question, Carl.
Hey, I'm checking out the CD.
The Morning Rumble D-Team with Jason Bryce on The Rock.
Isn't it a D-team?
It is a D-team. It's like a Z-team this morning. It's 24 past 8 in the studio. John and Carl from Shehead's new album, Beautiful Machines, in stores today.
As John feverishly plays the drums, the eardrums away to it.
Oh, well, I don't get to listen to radio much, so it's cool listening to this all on radio.
Good to hear. The album is out. So 20 years, like I've said, that you guys have been together, and you know, such a huge amount of years you've been together. I was thinking, like, you act like you're friendly today, Carl and John, but I actually noticed that you're standing probably as far away from each other.
Opposite ends of the studio.
It's because it's the way you put the microphones on.
There must have been times in 20 years, you must know by now, what annoys you about each other.
Oh, we're experts.
What annoys you? What are, you know, are there any particular occasions that you can think of times where you really just haven't liked Carl, or Carl, you vice versa with John?
Oh, I think it's more the other way around. I think I'm actually more of an expert at what I do that annoys everybody else.
So you know how to piss people off.
Well, yeah. Band and members. I also know when maybe I've pissed people off after the fact.
Can you give us an idea of what you would do to some person in your band?
No, just act like a lead singer who thinks the universe revolves around me.
Play the arrogant card. Good.
Carl, you see any moments where it's nearly come to a head in the 20 years?
Oh, I think probably the one time I wanted to smash Johnny in the head was it was a long time ago.
Yesterday.
I think we were supporting playing with Fu Manchu in Stockholm in Sweden. And Johnny brought Johnny this tuner in New York, this, you know, pedal tuner, so he could tune his guitar because we couldn't afford a decent guitar tech, and we had this guitar tech that couldn't play guitar. And we're in the middle of this gig, and we're trying to, you know, outplay Fu Manchu, and Johnny didn't bother to plug in his tuner pedal and his guitar's all out of tune. The guy that's supposed to be our guitar tuner who can't play guitar is sitting there just ruining his guitars, and it's probably the only time that we've played half a gig because Johnny just ran off
stage. I just ran off the stage. I was like, this is just so embarrassing, I've got to go. It was like a packed room in Stockholm.
Did you come back out?
We didn't see him till the next day. He just jumped on the bus and hid
in his
bunk.
I just went to bed.
How did we cry?
Yeah.
Were you better than Fu Manchu that day?
No, we were terrible.
No. 20 years, have you got any idea of how you guys want to celebrate that this year?
Do another 20?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll definitely have the Bald album by then.
I can't wait to hear how that sounds.
It's going to be shiny.
Is there going to be any way of celebrating it?
We're going to do something different. We're going to wait till the 21st and then do a Yardie. Yeah, basically. That's the plan.
We're going to tour around the country and just do Yardies on stage. Everyone's going to love it.
Take Ricardo, he'll help you.
Yeah, he drinks. It's 27 past 8. We'll come back to you guys real soon. We're going to be bloody late for news, but who cares? We'll play this She Had Leo song, It's the Rock.
You are so majestic, so skillful in the way.
It's Leo's song, She Had. 8:30, we're running real late for news. But John and Carl in the studio with us, so that doesn't matter.
Yeah. We're the news.
This is the news.
The news today, of course, is the brand new album, Beautiful Machine, comes out.
And I think at the moment, if you get it quickly as well, it's like a limited little edition here. I've seen the ads for it on the weekend, which I've got in my hands now, where there's some extra songs on it.
And it's real nice artwork as well.
Yeah.
It's always good.
I reckon that's pretty much the biggest reason you should get it. No, seriously, it's like, it's a really nice package.
Something nice to look at. I want to ask as well, out of 10 polls today that we did, we were talking about, would you rather, and I want to ask you guys, John and Carl, would you rather watch the V8s that happened on the weekend or rugby? At the moment,
probably rugby.
Yes,
it's
two people this morning.
Well, funny you should say that, because when we finished our last tour, Tom and I hooked up with the KISS manager, and we ended up taking Greg Murphy to the Warriors versus Melbourne Storm game.
So
I'd have to say, dude, hang out with Greg Murphy at a rugby game.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go.
We're not all in Sheehad, dude.
Now, finally, why should people go out and buy this album today?
The artwork.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just reckon for us, well, it's just like it's the first album in ages where we all agree on it, you know, because it's really focused and it's a really well recorded and it just sounds great to us, you know.
John and Cal, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. All right.